Hallelujah. Ephesians 4, verse 11. It was He who gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry that is to build up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, a mature person, attaining to the measure of Christ's full stature. So we are no longer to be children tossed back and forth by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching, by the trickery of people who craftily carry out their deceitful schemes. But practicing the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Christ, who is the head. From Him, the whole body grows, fitted and held together through every supporting ligament. As each one does its part, the body grows in love. I've read that scripture so many times. Oh, let me introduce myself. I'm Khadijah. Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. And the conversation continues. Now, I read that scripture because it means so much to me. It is my call into the kingdom. It is my call to make sure that I study, to show myself approved, so that I can divide line by line, precept by precept, and I stand in the courtroom of Yeshua, the Christ, and Yehovah, to get crystal clear download from the throne room, so that I am sure that I understand what He is saying to us, His people, in His time and in His season, in His appointed time. I ask constantly that God gives me the spirit of the sons of Issachar, that I know His timing and His season. So this week, when I heard someone speak these words to me of, if I was to die tomorrow, I would be happier than I ever have ever been before. The word that came to my mind was indifference. And I cried out in my spirit. And this morning I cried out to Abba Father, how have we got to here? How have we got to the spirit of indifference? That we've given up. That hope is but a fleeting light in the distance. That we look forward to the here and after when Yeshua came to be crucified, died, and buried, raised on the third day with all power in His hands, giving us the keys of the kingdom. He came so that we would have life and that we would have it more abundantly. But there are so many believers in this time, in this season, they're at this point of indifference, that this point of not caring, this point of just existing, just to be here, that I'm just alive because God hasn't called me yet. when each and every one of us have an assignment, each and every one of us, God knows the plan that he has for us. We're the ones that shipwreck God's plan for our lives. But when we as believers say that we have been called by the Most High God, when we say that God has sanctioned us and called us into his service, that we are in the army of the Lord, why do we get indifferent and displaced about what he has called us to be? We have gotten weary in well-doing. We have gotten tired when God told us that he would mount up us up on wings as of eagles. We would run and not faint. Write the vision, his vision, and make it plain so that when we read it in big block letters, that we can read it on the run. He has never broken a covenant to us. We are still in covenant with him. We're the ones that break the covenant. We're the ones that forget the promises. We are the ones that need to repent, to shuva, to turn from our ways, to humble ourselves instead of living in what we think we want, our dreams and our visions. And when they're not accomplished the way we want, then we want to get displaced. We want to get apprehensive and wonder, where is God? When he has never moved, he has never left us. He has always been waiting for our will to line up with his. It broke my heart to hear this person wish for death instead of wish for God's will, plan, and purpose for their lives. I'm on my face constantly, daily, praying for my brothers and sisters all over the world. Don't get apathetic about what is going on around you, because you're not getting those warm and fuzzies, because you're not inside the church with people patting you on the back and calling your name and giving you titles. In kingdom, there is no titles. God has called you. Either you answer the call or you don't. And if you have not answered the call, or you have decided that you do no longer want to answer the call, take down the sign. Because you are discouraging others. Yes, today it is straight, no chaser. I love God with all my heart. I love you with all my heart. But if you are hindering others from coming to the kingdom because of your indifference, take many seats. Sit down. Take down your shingle and just wait. Because most assuredly, the enemy will pick up on your apathy. And he desires to kill us. He desires to sift God's people as wheat. He desires to strip you of all hope and happiness. And if that's the life that you want to live it. But don't spread that virus throughout the kingdom citizens, the desire to know more about God. I'm Khadijah. Kick at moments, revelations of life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. I love you with the love of Christ. There is nothing that you can do about it. And you have a God fantastic week. And it is the Sabbath, the day of rest, to rest in Abba's arms, to crawl up out of the rat race of life. And if you need to find refuge in his arms, I suggest that you do that. Shabbat Shalom. Good morning. Good morning, Khadijah here, Kick At Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. I thank you so very much for joining us for Kick At Moments. I am the host. Forgive us for the technical difficulty and the conclusion of the message. However, it is the Shabbat. Have a great, fantastic time dwelling in the presence of the Most High God. Shabbat Shalom.